Shout hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree, prophetic rain, on this very wonderful day, the fifth day of the month of January, year 2021. We thank God for a lot of testimony that have been really happening in the life of people. In fact, I've been receiving testimony every day from as many people who have connected to this program. They have been sharing with us testimony, unbelievable testimony of really come and see. And I pray that many of you that are connected to us in this platform or on this broadcast, you shall also have your testimony in Jesus' name. Whatever you are passing through, you just have to know one thing, that whatever is there in your life has a beginning and is going to definitely have an end. Remember, this year is a new year. Remember, this year just started. Remember that you must understand how to undo this year and condition this year and program words into this year so that your life can move in that direction. And that is what I've been talking for the past four days. I've been trying to explain to you that the word of your mouth is highly dynamic. The word of your mouth is highly mysterious. The word of your mouth is highly very strong. I'll be able to tell you that the word of your mouth is spirit. That word you are speaking out is not ordinary word. The word of your mouth is spirit. When you speak out some words out now, you have given spiritual forces strength to activate that word into reality. So spiritual forces will not be able to act until you speak. Therefore, you can bring the things in the realm of the spirit down to the realm of physical by the word of your mouth. So the word of your mouth also can create a path, a kind of roadmap for you to walk through. The word of your mouth also can promote you. At the same time, if you don't know how to handle that word, it can also demote. That's why the Bible says that there is life and death in our mouth, in our tongue. And the Bible says those who know how to use it will always eat the fruit of it. That is Proverbs 18 verse 21. It reveals to us that the word we speak out is a seed, and it grows as we nurture it by continually and deliberately continue to speak that word. That is why I've been saying that for the past few days, because if you don't understand this one at the beginning of this year, then you begin to move the way you have moved last year, and you cannot be doing the same thing and expect a different result. It is not so. And that is why I've been teaching you this mystery. I've been teaching you these dynamics so that you know how you can control your day, control your month, control your year, control your life, and control situation around you. Don't forget that the Bible says, God spoke out, let there be light, and there was light. It also means that if God has not spoken out, light will not come. It also means that when you speak, let there be prosperity upon my life, and you continue to say every day, let there be prosperity upon my life, let there be prosperity upon my life. As you say it, the spirit realm will bring it into motion, and the spiritual forces will bring it into physical manifestation. When you begin to prophesy upon your destiny, upon the destiny of your children, upon the destiny of your wife, upon the destiny of your children, and you are deliberate about it, you are saying it continually. You are saying it constantly. By the time you say it for about 2-3 months, you will notice that thing is coming to pass. That is how God has created us. When you speak to your earth, you will notice that your earth will be receiving healing, because life is in your tongue. Life is in your word. Therefore, if there is life in your word and you are speaking that life into your blood, there will be revival in your blood, because your blood contains life. You must know that, and you must understand that. And that is what I've been doing for the past few days. And I'm going to conclude that section now, because I'll be going to the next section right from tomorrow. And that is why I've been making you to understand that if you can get this one clearly now. You learn how to prophesy into your future. You learn how to speak to your situation. You learn how to speak into what is around you or what is surrounding you. Then you begin to experience victory. Many people do not understand the power of the word. Many people do not understand the dynamics of the word. Many people do not understand the mystery embedded in the word. And that is why they speak anything. You see, some people will curse their children. Some people will just speak against their life. Some people will just say, I'm sick, I am this, I am that. All those words you are speaking out, you are giving the spirit being. You are giving them food to act upon. You are giving them materials to act upon. You are giving them ingredients to act upon. You must know that the word of your mouth is like a material given to the spirit being to walk upon. You must know that the word of your mouth can open door for you and also can close door. You must learn how to use the word of your mouth well, because your life will always follow the direction of the word you say. It also means that where you are today is as a result of the constant word you have spoken to yourself many years ago. You must learn to speak a progressive statement into your life. You must learn to speak the word of life into your destiny. Even when what you are passing through is not really suitable, speak life to it. Speak life to your life. Have they given you some medical report and they are negative medical report? You cancel it and let the report of God be your report. Constantly begin to speak what you desire, it shall come to pass. And that is why I've been telling you and I've been making you to know that there's power in speaking to your life. Prophesying to your future is a realm of the spirit that you must understand. You must understand that spiritual principle. You must understand how to operate in that dynamics. You must understand how to move in that dynamics. You must know that when you learn how to speak into your future, you learn how to speak to your marriage, you learn how to speak to your situation, very soon you will see those situations working well, because there is life in your tongue, there is life in your word, there is power in your word, there is light in your word, and there is creative force in your word. These are things that move the things of the spirit into the realm of the physical. I pray for somebody that as you obey and as you practice this spiritual principle, as you operate in this pathway of the giant, you will begin to see a reality of the word of your mouth in Jesus' name. I don't want you to speak any negative thing. Even when you are passing through some situation, listen to me. If you had a bad thought in your heart, if you don't speak it out, it will die naturally. But when you verbalize the thought out, when you verbalize it out, it begin to materialize. It means whatever you don't want in your life should not be spoken. Whatever you don't want around you should not be spoken. What you want is what you must say. What you desire is what you must say. Even what you are saying, when you see that what you are saying seems like if it is more than what you yourself could believe on, but say it. You know, the word of your mouth is a revelation of the thought of your heart. The word of your mouth is the first step in the ladder of faith. So you must learn how to speak out powerful word of revelation, word of faith, word of power. Positive word. Say to yourself, I am strong in the Lord. Say to yourself, I am not a failure. Say to yourself, I will make it. Say to your children, my children will be great. Say to your earth, my earth will not fail. Say to your body, my body will function well. Speak to your hand, my hand receives strength. Speak to your leg, my leg receives strength. Talk to your condition, say, high blood pressure disappear. Talk to your condition, say, diabetes disappear. Talk to your body, say, inflammation in my body disappear. Talk to your system, the liver, the kidney, the liver, the kidney, the intestine, the lung. Talk to them. Tell them to function well. Tell them to perform well. When you constantly speak to all the internal organs of the body, you talk to your womb, open for conception. When you speak to them every day, the light and the life and the spiritual force in your world will enter there and create what you have spoken there. That is what I want you to realize. And that is what I've been saying for the past few days. I want you to pick it up. I don't want you to operate the way you are operating last year. When you wake up in the morning, you speak life into your destiny. Speak life to the destiny of your children. Speak life to your marriage. Speak life to your business. Even when you notice things are not working very well, speak life unto them. If they are not working very well, your word will make them to work very well. So right from today, I want you to begin to practice this. When you wake up in the morning, speak life to your destiny. Speak life to your glory. Speak life to your marriage. Speak life to your children. Speak life to your career. Speak life to your business. When you want to sleep at night, speak life to your destiny. Speak life to your family. Speak life to your children. Speak life to everything around you. You will notice that within 2-3 months, what you have spoken will come to pass. Immediately you realize that, let me know. Pass the information across to me. You will know that I have shared with you deep secret. Deep secret in the realm of the spirit. Don't forget, the Bible says the heaven are the heavens of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the Son of Man. The earth has been given to us. We must understand how to operate it and how to put it to operate in the direction of which we want it to be. I pray for somebody that the light of God will shine on your way, and every ignorance in your life shall be damaged in the name of Jesus Christ. Take the oil now, and I want to pray on your oil, or you get your water. No, I'm going to pray on it. If you don't have oil or water nearby you, just stretch forth your 2 hands. I'll pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this oil will carry your power. This oil will carry your fire. The water or the whatever they are holding now will carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing that creates things into existence will enter into that material. The anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness will enter into that material. The anointing of revival will enter into that material. The anointing for supernatural explosion of breakthrough shall enter into that material. For all the expectant couple, the anointing of supernatural conception will enter into that material. There shall be breakthrough. There shall be manifestation of turnaround, great breakthrough. There shall be financial overflow. The anointing of financial overflow shall enter into that oil and that water in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you are going to put it right into your mouth. That's the beginning of the place to prophesy. Now put it right into your mouth. Aha. Then I want you to begin to speak now. You are going to speak as you put it on your head. Now take the oil and speak and put it to your head now. Aha. And speak like this. Say, my head. It is time for you to be lifted high. My head, it is time for you to make it in life. Therefore, my head, be connected to your destiny helpers. My destiny, be connected to the breakthrough that the Lord has fashioned for you in the name of Jesus. Say, any power attacking my head in the realm of the spirit, any power eating my head with armor, any power eating my head with nail, I command the power to die in the name of Jesus. Take the oil and put it on your chest and command your chest to receive revival. My heart, receive revival, 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 in the name of Jesus. Now anoint your navel. Aha. Say, my system and my reproductive organ, my internal system, receive revival, receive revival, receive revival, receive revival, receive revival. In the name of Jesus, say, my internal system, receive healing, receive healing, receive healing, receive healing. In the name of Jesus, now anoint your hand. Aha. Say, every chain of darkness in my hand, break now, break now, break now. In the name of Jesus Christ, now command your hand to make it. Say, my hand, begin to make it from today. Any business I lay you upon, any document I write, any document I handle with my hand, any exam I write with my hand, any good thing I lay my hands upon shall prosper, shall succeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. As we have said that, it shall come to pass. I pray that your life will receive greater testimony this year. Any yoke upon the life of your children shall be broken. Any yoke upon your wife or your children shall be broken. Any yoke of darkness upon your business shall be broken. Any yoke of darkness upon your marriage shall be broken. Any yoke of darkness upon your womb shall be broken. All those who have not conceived, hear the word of the Lord. This particular month of January is your month of conception, and there will be breakthrough in your life in the name of Jesus. All those who are looking forward to get married, hear the word of the Lord. The first quarter of this year is your year of marital settlement. It's your month of marriage settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. This year you will be settled. Just write it down. I prophesy marital settlement into your life this year in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that all business that have gone down shall receive revival and restoration. Shall receive revival and restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to pray these three prayer points loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my name from the register of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name from the register of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name from the register of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my name. I withdraw my name. I withdraw my name. In Jesus' name, pray. Say every satanic visitation in the night. In the name of Jesus, every satanic visitation in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, every satanic visitation in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, every satanic visitation in the night. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Say every bad dream and the power behind it. There, in the name of Jesus, every bad dream and the power behind it. There, in the name of Jesus, every bad dream and the power behind it. There. In the name of Jesus, every bad dream and the power behind it. There, in the name of Jesus, every bad dream and the power behind it. There, in Jesus' name, pray. You shall not go back to square one. The arrow of the enemy shall not locate you. The plan of the wicked shall scatter. You will make progress this year. You will move at high speed this year. In the name of Jesus, the glory of God shall cover you. It is well with you. There are seven people listening to me now. Within the next 7 days, you shall have uncommon testimony. Aha. That is it. That is it. Aha. Thank you, Father. It is well with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. In case you want to get across to us, you can get us, send SMS to us, or send information to our WhatsApp number on this very particular number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. And if you are living closer to Festac Town, you can get across to us at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town, off Alakija bus stop, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Region. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.